You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, listen, we have to explain what we're doing here at 8 o'clock. Because some people heard us kind of mention it, and they've been texting in, and we might have given people the wrong impression.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong for sure.
Because people are just sending us their favorite scents, like colognes and perfumes. That's not what we're talking about.
Not at all.
The segment is titled, If, and you got to have fun with this. This is mind candy, and it's just for laughs. If you wanted to smell like your partner's favorite thing, you know, to really be attractive to them,
it'd be all over you.
What would that be? So it's obviously not going to be perfume. We're talking about what is their favorite thing in the world, and then you want to smell like that.
There was a Facebook post about this last week that I was laughing about because a woman says that her husband loves collecting old books and going to the library, blah, blah, blah. He loves the smell of old paper, essentially. So yeah. She was looking for a perfume that she could spritz on herself on a Friday night, and he'd be like, oh my God, you smell like books, and he'd be all over her. So that's the gist of it, okay?
I like it.
So I was quizzing Nick Nack over the weekend about, you know, what would be the smell that she would spray on herself, essentially, that I love. And she came up with new tires, which, yes,
that's fine.
Or banana bread. So if she smelled like banana bread, I'd be all over her.
Yes.
And then my pick for her is I would spray the scent of a venti non-fat chai all over my body, and she will get down to business. Oh, is that chai I smell? So, yeah, those were the two coming out of my house.
The only thing my wife is into anymore at all is the mushrooms and bugs. I don't know how to smell like a bug. I've never smelled a bug before.
You could rub mushrooms on your
body. But there'd be a mushroom scent. I could put that on me, I guess.
Because a lot of times mushrooms just smell like poop, don't they? So.
Okay, there are some that are really, really stinky. I don't know. I'm not the expert on them. She is. She'd have to tell you. So
shrooms.
So I guess I'm going to smell like shrooms.
What would she put on her body that you would be like, oh, girl, give me some of that.
I like the books one a lot, but I would have to go with those oatmeal chocolate chip cookies, I guess.
There you go. That's great.
Yeah, if she put that on, then, yeah.
Yeah.
Should never do that.
Get off me.
Yeah. Like, nah, go back to your room. I have to award, before we go to the phones and before we read any other text messages, I have to award the text of the day. And I don't think she's going to get beaten on this one. I think this will stand up for the next hour and a half before we leave. Because the segment is called, If You Wanted to Smell Like Your Partner's Favorite Thing, What Would That Be? And Terry wins. She goes, his girlfriend.
Hey. That's really funny.
I don't mean to laugh at your pain, Terry, but you know what? That's damn funny.
I bet she smells
funny.
Great, though. The other one that came in was a sexual act, let's say,
oh,
which was pretty solid as well.
Text of the day number two. So that one we couldn't read.
No, you can't say that one on the air.
Let's see if we can mention Kevin's. Kevin, if you're going to smell like your partner's favorite thing, what are you going to smell like suddenly?
If I put in a scent that was tacos, she'd be on me in seconds.
She loves her tacos, huh, Kate?
She does. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty. I might be all over you, Kevin. Honestly,
yeah.
I mean, let's be honest.
You might have a parade of people by you. Like, be like the Pied Piper, just walking down the street, and we'd all be following along behind.
You'd have to open up a kissing booth.
Kevin, thanks for being on the show. Have a fun day, buddy. Okay.
You too.
Thanks so much.
A lot of gunpowder and beef jerky rolling in.
I've
on my
noticed
Facebook page.
That. There's quite a few
pot weeds coming in. Barbecue sauce made the list.
Mercedes says she needs to smell like funnel cake. I wouldn't be mad at that.
Yes. A lot of meat from the smoker. So, yeah, I guess if Nick Nex smelled like my smoker, I'd probably be on her too.
Yeah. I was talking about how for Gretchen, you know, she's only into mushrooms and bugs. That's the only thing she likes. She likes those way more than she likes me. And, David wrote in and said, I think dirt works for both mushrooms and bugs. So
around.
If I just smelled like dirt, it would make me attractive.
That's really good. Yeah, go roll around outside. Pipe tobacco, Japanese curry.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, lasagna made the list, Dom.
Oh.
Oh, there's one. That's a good one.
You know, it's easy to come up with all these smells out of the kitchen, too. You know, like if your honey, you know, loves fresh baked bread like the rest of us, if you could spritz on a little fresh baked bread scent.
Go huff them.
Please.
Oh, girl, please.
Tracy's beau apparently is into Budweiser, so she's going to go around and smell like Bud.
So he's got a drinking problem. Somebody wrote in and said old polished furniture. That's their favorite smell on the planet is old polished furniture?
Well, it maybe is their favorite thing, and so then you'd have to smell like it.
So I would never take them into an antique store. You'd be kicked out immediately.
I wouldn't take them into my life. What are you talking about? You're into what?
Walking around an antique store with a pop tint in your pants.
Anna says, I need to smell like a snowblower.
Is that code?
No. You know, I used to own a snowblower.
They smell like gas and exhaust.
It smells like exhaust, really.
Exhaust. Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Maybe it's just the experience that goes around it.
Airplane fuel made the list. There is something really good about airplane fuel. You were just on a plane. Just that smell of the airport, you know? I kind of like that.
I'm one of those weirdos. I love flying. I mean, I just love it. That's why I have no problem. People are like, God, you fly out to Denver a lot. It's like, well, I like flying. And I get a lot of work done on the plane. And there are scents associated with it.
Yeah.
There is a scent. Airplanes themselves, when you walk into the cabin of a plane, it has a scent. It just does. And
they do. Now, like up in first class, does it smell better where you're at?
Always smells better in first class, cowboy.
Like a citrus smell?
Absolutely smells better.
Smells like money.
When they set that glass of champagne down in front of you, what are you talking about?
Take a little huff of it.
And Marley says she'd have to smell like an old-fashioned. Yeah, you know, the cocktail?
That's pretty good.
The one with the giant ice cube. Yes, Marley, there's no other way to make it. What are you talking about?
Sarah says I'd have to smell like tanks or serial killers. Somebody's been watching a lot of Netflix documentaries.
That's really good. Annika says I'd have to smell like sawdust.
Oh, I like that.
I like that smell, though. That's
me
a
too.
Good scent, too. I remember my dad did a lot of woodworking stuff out in the garage, and that scent of sawdust is a turn-on.
It's tasty. Yeah,
it really is. For Megan, she's got to smell like power tools.
Cinnamon. A lot of cinnamon rolling
Miko
in.
Miko says, can you please text me the answer you couldn't say on the air? No. Figure it out.
Because it's two letters.
Come
Figure
on,
it out.
Miko. It's just, yeah, it's an abbreviation.
Two letters.
The first one's a B. I mean, what more do you want?
Come on.
We can't do all the work for you.
Watch Nico be like 6 years old.
Oh, nothing better than that.
Truffle oil.
He would smell like golf. That's fine.
All right. Oil.
Oh, yeah. Amanda's saying I can roll around in truffle oil.
Sure, whatever.
I could.
What are you, a French fry?
Yeah. You guys have really made us laugh with this today, so thank you so much.
That's some fun, Mind Candy, to think about your lover in this way.
Aaron, who lives in Eaton, what's going on up in Eaton, says, I would need to smell like a baseball, and he would need to smell like a horse. Yeah, okay. I get that.
Horse.
And baseballs definitely have a scent to them also. Josh will back me up on that,
leathery,
right, Josh?
They're leathery.
Baseballs have a really good smell. And the same with your glove. Because if you ever see, especially young people playing ball out in the field, right? When you're waiting, you know, between pitches, because baseball takes 10.5 hours to play or whatever, a lot of times we'll see players hold that glove up to their face. They're huffing the glove, because we all did it when I was a kid.
Like oil and leather.
Yeah, you huff it, man.
Yeah.